This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, an American Family Farmer and a broadcaster. Put the two of these things together. Happy to be a member of the National Association of Farm Broadcasters, now heard in a couple of hundred markets. Well, you can hear us everywhere. Actually, every week you can hear the program, a discussion of issues that concern the family farm. It's a family farm food connection, if you will. And so listening to the podcast every week, which you can do, catches up with some of the things that we haven't, you may not have heard the conversation, or maybe new to the program, you want to get the tone of it. The most recent podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com is a focus on the dairy industry in Wisconsin, in part, and we spent some time also with Farm Aid's Jennifer Fahey to talk about the Farm Aid that takes place on September 25th in Hartford, Connecticut. So you can get that review and the review every week and the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And speaking of dairy, which in my mind is the biggest problem in the agricultural industry, I was looking in the agricultural section of the High County News, the story of three different farms in three different places that have been impacted, in fact, put out of business by a huge conglomerate of dairying in southeast Arizona. The stories that are here pretty much epitomize the challenges that locals are having, and not only with the quality of milk that's coming out of these places, but what's happening to the water supply. You know about the drought this year. The Northwest has a real problem. The Southwest has a problem. And so here are these small towns that are facing the challenges. They allow these huge dairies to be set up, 5,000, 10,000. And so what they have to do is feed the cows, because they're all in feedlots. And they grow alfalfa, they grow wheat, they grow all kinds of things, corn that can be fed to the cows. But they're using groundwater, and they're using pumps. You know, you can go by, you can drive by, you know what I'm talking about. You've been by places like this. They have these huge watering devices that circle around the fields, and it takes millions of gallons of water. And in this circumstance, these cows and what's required to feed them is drying up the wells of pretty much everybody in these communities. Now, would that happen if the individual farms were using water? Not if they had that many cows. That just, it bothers me. And then I'm looking at another story of a family, a farmer and his wife and his children in Minnesota, who have lost a lot of friends in their community because the big dairies are coming into Minnesota and Wisconsin, and they're putting the little guys out of business because they'll sell the milk cheaper into the pool, or they force the prices down in the pool because they produce so much milk. And they can do it on a different scale, and you can say, well, that's America, that's capitalism. No, that's screwing the public and screwing the people who have been responsible for high-quality food. For in many cases, some of these farm families have been 150 years or more. Some of the animals also, I look at pictures of, I have Jersey cows on my farm, a few Holsteins here and there, a few crossbreeds, a couple of brown Swiss, that sort of thing. But the Jerseys are really my favorite. And I've seen some of them on some of these huge dairies out in Arizona, and I know they live a horrible life. It just, the whole thing is disgusting, frankly. But what's most disgusting is the fate of the families who are trying to stay in business. They're looking at the cost that, you know, they're having to pay a lot more for water. It's just the business of America, in part, is American business. That's maybe it sounds a little contradictory, but it really is. There are a lot of people who praise these huge mega dairies because they become efficient ways to get a lot of milk. But the quality of the milk is lousy. And again, in these circumstances, a lot of wells are running dry in places. There is a dairy, the Coronado Dairy has 70,000 Jersey cross heifers, young cows, milking cows. Some of them haven't lactated yet. This is obscene. You can't care for 70,000 beings no matter what if they're all under one roof. You look at some of these, one of these places has 17,000 calves that they're feeding at once. How do you even imagine feeding? There are 17,000 small white hutches with the calves that are from 2 to 90 days old. 9,000 dairy cows, 120,000 heifers. They're going, the reason they have to raise that many heifers is because they only last two or three lactations because of the way they take care of them, and then they slaughter them and they bring these other cows up. It's obscenity. The news this week is more about the weather and what's happening to other farms, what's happening to people who live in these areas because the mega dairies are sucking all the water out of the ground. To either water the animals or to water the alfalfa and the feed that they're growing. It shouldn't be allowed. It just shouldn't. And then we have that boob, Sonny Perdue, who said, remember the World Dairy Expo in, I think it was 2019, he said if there were 800 dairy farms that were lost that year, and he said, look, it's difficult, the economies of scale. If you're not big, you're not going to be in business. So get big or get out. What kind of a thing is that for the government, for somebody to say? Anyway, I think I've made my point about the dairy industry. And the current news is that a lot of cows are suffering, a lot of people are suffering, a lot of farms are suffering because of the expansion that has been allowed to take place willy-nilly, and mostly your expense. I'm horrified by the idea that there are so many cows so close together. And we have this worry from the EPA about cows and what goes into the water table. With the concentration of cows like that, what's going into the water table is nothing but you-know-what, S-H-I-T. Here's a new operation in another Minnesota community, the Baker Dairy, 9,000 cow operation that had been proposed there, the milk tankers. Take a deep breath and think to myself, what is America becoming? And then there's another problem with the transfer tax in America. If you look, by the way, if you're following all of this stuff, the news this week out of Washington is the transfer tax. The American Rescue Plan that's been put forth by the Democrats, Biden supposedly supports it. You got to look out for that because farmers, people that have a big, lots of land and not much cash, are going to take it in the chin because if this passes, you're going to get really royally screwed upon your death. Let me spend a moment talking to you about Calitrin. Here's a way for you to live a better, happier, healthier life. I know I haven't presented a very happy picture of dairying this morning, but I find it troubling. Sometimes when people are troubled, they eat and they put on weight. And if that's you, this is a way for you to fix it. Right now, go to Calitrin's website, toploss.com. There's a discussion, very interesting discussion there about the difference between taking Calitrin capsules and Calitrin liquid. So it's pretty easy to break it down. Probably the easiest thing to do is to call Calitrin. There's an 800 number at toploss.com. Speak to a personal Calitrin consultant. They'll explain how all of this works. They'll explain after they tell you about how it works and how you can benefit. And then they'll explain the huge sale that's on right now. $20 off, 2 months free of the liquid or the capsules. They have an easy payment plan, no extra finance charge. They're really a fabulous family-run company. that you should be taking note of. Lose the weight. Keep it off with the all-natural Calitrin. Find out how you can do it safely, sanely, inexpensively at toploss.com. Very inexpensive when you check out using the discount code DJV. Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com, six-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Back into our mode here. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer Program. I want to introduce you to Leslie Sykes, who is somebody that is involved in something. She's the founder and CEO of Primary Beans, which is kind of a new direct-to-consumer online dried bean company. I don't think we've ever had somebody who raises beans on this program. So let's find out about Leslie. Let's find out about the beans. Maybe there's something. Remember, I bring people onto this program who have ideas that can help make your family farm more successful. So Leslie Sykes, welcome. Are you a family farm kid? Did you grow up on a farm?
I did not grow up on a farm. I actually grew up in the wholesale fresh produce business, so much more around distribution, logistics, warehousing, et cetera. So, yeah, that's kind of my background.
All right. So what brought you around to your in essence, a farmer, you're a direct-to-consumer bean company. You buy the beans from producers, or do you grow them, or a little of both?
We partner with farms across North America, in Mexico, in the U.S., and we market their beans, and our whole goal is to really focus on hard to find varieties and varieties that are doing interesting for soil health and that have certain nutritional benefits, and then source them directly and offer them to the home cook through a direct consumer model.
What in the world ever gave you the idea? What possessed you to figure out and do this? Well, what in the world? What need did you see?
Yeah, I know. It's a very niche focus.
Yeah, sure is.
I view beans through my, world travels and studying agriculture, food, and the environment. I did a master's degree at Tufts University. I really started viewing beans as the perfect food from a nutritional perspective, a planetary perspective, and a culinary perspective. And when you look at, virtually every country has a celebrated bean dish, mm-hmm. and I think Americans don't necessarily eat beans at the level that other people do. And when you look at all the benefits.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, I do because I don't eat meat. And we'll see how that affects me. Some people say, you're not getting enough protein. I think you can find a lot of protein in beans. So we'll follow that idea with Leslie Sykes as we continue here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Welcome to the farm.
Leslie Sykes is here with Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer. Her website is primarybeans.com. There's the joke about beans and what happens an hour or two after you eat them, the external effects of people eating lots of beans. I think there's a product I remember advertising once called Beano that was supposed to be the counter to beans. But there's no denying, at least from the research I've done, Leslie, that beans are extraordinarily good for you. Now, is this across the board all kinds of beans, or do we have specific beans that are more nutritional than others? In other words, like George Orwell and that was it, 1984, all pigs are created equal, but some pigs are more equal than others. So maybe that could be said for beans too, yeah?
Right, yeah. I mean, of course, beans are jam-packed with tons of nutrients and contain lots of protein. I mean, you mentioned not eating meat and relying on them as a protein source and vitamins and minerals. And then there are nuances within beans, and there's some really interesting research going out to focus on things like iron bioavailability, particularly in yellow beans. And so our goal is to really highlight some interesting work that breeders are doing, too, around nutrition.
All right, so in terms of the family farmer, people growing corn and beans, are these the kind of beans? I'm going to ask you this because there are people that listen to this program who are not farmers. So can you explain the difference between the various types of beans, how they're grown, where they're grown? Let's have an exercise in that for a moment.
Absolutely, yeah. So we're working with farms across North America, as I mentioned, and different areas in the States and Mexico are kind of really good growing regions for certain types of beans. So, for example, we work with a farm who grows chickpeas organically in Montana, and then common beans, which are kind of the other beans that most people are familiar with, are really grown in a lot of different places and have immense benefits, of course, for soil health and, you know, for use in crop rotations. And so our goal there is to really work with farms who are have the kind of the setup to grow some interesting varieties, maybe not at the scale that the traditional commodity supply chain would warrant.
But we don't want that, right? Don't we?
Right,
isn't
exactly.
It better? I mean, I don't want that. I'd rather see somebody maybe 100 acres of these things. And I guess I would think about the regional aspect. Did you grow up in a culture where lots of beans were served? It was a primary part of the food chain for you?
Yes, I'm glad you asked. I grew up on a border town in Arizona, and like any border town kids, I mean, northern Mexican food was a huge part of my upbringing. So my sister, who's also a co-founder, and I grew up in an area where we ate beans regularly. I mean, I think a bean burrito in a really high quality flour tortilla was my absolute favorite kid food. And, you know, you just kind of think about that and starting early and how now beans are, you know, a big part of how I eat.
Mm-hmm. And so in terms of what you eat, what's the you're a cuisine person. So you've also learned and you tell people that these are the foods, these are good foods that go with beans. Because it looks like I'm on your site here. You got all kinds of things, not only about growing beans, but about using them, cooking with them. And this is what folks want. Families. And this is why I like having you here. Families, now, we put together the food, the family, and the farm, but people want to go to the farm, maybe pick up the beans if they're going right to the farm, and then learn how to cook them, or learn how to, and that's part of the service that you offer, it looks like, anyway. And let's tell me I'm wrong if I am.
Absolutely, yeah. We have a cooking guide on our website, and that has been a huge part of what we do around education. Cooking beans is a very contentious issue for people, you know, when to salt, whether to soak or not to soak. And we're really here to say beans are not that you know, you can't really mess them up. And no. Particularly with the advent of the Instant Pot or other pressure cookers that a lot of households mm-hmm. have right now, it really yeah. brings the cooking time down by about a third.
All right. Let's talk about some of the ways that we'll just for fun have some cooking instruction as we continue here on this week's American Family Farmer.
In a recent double-blind study completed safely behind a mask in Big Lou's basement, our science confirms that almost 100% of people will die eventually. Big Lou says if you follow the science, you need life insurance. Even if you're a bit porky or have a splash of diabetes, you need to get that life insurance from Big Lou, a term provider. Big Lou will use his clout to squeeze the big insurance companies, so they'll offer you a low rate on $500,000 or more of highly rated insurance. In fact, a 50-year-old male may qualify for $500,000 of coverage for less than $100 per month, $1 million for less than $200 per month. Call Big Lou, a term provider, to get the service and price you deserve on term life. Call 800-555-1509 right now. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He follows the science, too. Call 800-555-1509 or biglou.com. That's 800-555-1509 or biglou.com.
This important message is for anyone experiencing financial hardship and owes back taxes to the IRS or has unfiled tax returns. Recent events have caused massive job layoffs and financially burdened millions. While tough times will go away, the IRS won't. At Community Tax, we're on top of evolving IRS collection policies that could make it easier to resolve tax problems and dramatically lower monthly payments. If you're facing a serious loss of income, you may qualify for IRS hardship programs that may lower your monthly payments or provide dramatic tax savings. For taxpayers who owe less than $250,000 and are in a payment arrangement with the IRS, new guidelines could lower your payments substantially.
Community Tax has decades of experience helping taxpayers with IRS collections. So call our helpline today for your free consultation and learn what programs you qualify for. Call 800-219-6286. That's 800-219-6286. 800-219-6286.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Two massive California wildfires have officials calling for new mandatory evacuation orders to thousands of people in the Golden State's north overnight. The Dixie Fire, California's biggest blaze, destroyed houses and businesses as it burned through the small town of Greenville, north of Sacramento. The House GOP report on the origins of COVID-19 in Wuhan, China, has evidence the virus was impacting the area in September of 2019, and China failed to abide by a 24-hour mandatory reporting regulation for months. Texas Representative Republican Michael McCaul tells Newsmax, American lawmakers are hindering our efforts to get to the truth.
Very disappointing. You know, I chaired the China task force. They were going to join us, and then Pelosi at the last minute called it off, saying it was a diversion.
On Wednesday, 616 Americans nationwide died from COVID-19. USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
More Americans are giving President Biden a thumbs down on his handling of the coronavirus pandemic. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
A new poll finds President Biden's approval rating regarding his response to the pandemic has dipped by double digits. The Quinnipiac University National Poll of Adults found 53% of Americans approve of the job he's doing regarding COVID. 40% disapprove. This is a double-digit drop from May when Americans approved 65 to 30%. On Tuesday, when President Biden was talking about COVID, he told leaders of Texas and Florida to either lead or get out of the way regarding their COVID response. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz reacts to Biden's comments.
You know, there's a Yiddish word called chutzpah, and I think Joe Biden is embodying that word right now. We just had news breaking today that in the last several months, the Biden administration has released over 7,000 illegal aliens who were COVID positive just in one Texas city, in the city of McAllen. Joe Biden likes to talk about this pandemic. Well, I'll tell you what, the election of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris was a super spreader event.
That audio courtesy of Fox News from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau. I'm Tim Berg.
Ryan Crouser of the United States won gold in the men's shot put event at the Tokyo Olympics on Thursday. Teammate Joe Kovacs took the silver, and Tomas Walsh of New Zealand claimed the bronze. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring. Turn from green to that harvest money. Pull one up for the banker downtown.
We're into the second half hour of this week's American Family Farmer program. I'm Doug Steffen with a very optimistic look into and this is another example of great creativity, how you can make a business out of most anything. Who would have thought you could make this kind of business out of beans? PrimaryBeans.com is Leslie Sykes' website. You can see how she's helping people grow and cook. So you have various things here. The people who come there, you have more people, I would bet, learning how to cook the beans than buying them from you, or is that not true?
If you look at the data, we see a lot of people that end up on our cooking guide because we kind of break it down step by step. And like I said, cooking beans, is people have opinions about how to cook them. And, this idea that you have to add salt at a certain time is really simply not true. And there's a lot of cooking authorities coming out saying you don't actually have to pre-soak your beans if you have a relatively fresh source of beans, too. And so it causes people to just be intimidated by beans, and it's not really intimidating. You know, you can kind of choose what you'd like to do in terms of cooking them.
I like Boston baked beans. I don't even know where they're grown. I like lentil beans. I fiddle around with some other sorts of beans because they're pretty. I'm alone. I live alone, and I want to cook fast, eat fast, and get on to the next thing. So this, for me, is a practical way of looking at nutrition. I'm sure that that's anathema to some people who want to take the long road here and try to convince you that you can cook all sorts of amazing things. Well, I think what I'm doing by telling you the story is demonstrating the ease in which you can cook beans, and then you can use them for all kinds of things. You want to, you know, mix it up, then you can. I just am a straight bean eater.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's boring, but that's what I am.
Yeah.
Well, the nutrition, and I don't even know, I mean, I don't pay much attention. Sometimes I put ketchup in the beans as I'm cooking them. I don't know if that's is that something that's good for all beans, or is that just certain kinds of beans?
Well, I think when you look at kind of the tradition around baked beans, ketchup is definitely a, you know, a kind of a typical ingredient that you would see in them. But I think, you know, it would... The great thing about beans is that they're interchangeable, but they do offer unique flavors and textures too. So, you know, you could take one of our beans from Mexico that are pretty niche, like Ayoko de Morado, and experience with, you know, experiment with baked beans and add ketchup there and see what it does.
Mm-hmm. You have a sort of a system where you prepare beans. People can buy them already to cook, because there's some work. What's the best way to get the best value out of the, I'm talking about, well, I'm not talking about money, but I suppose we could ask that question, the value nutritionally out of beans. What beans are the most nutritional?
Oh, I mean, I couldn't choose anyone. They're all very nutritious. And like I said, there are some nuances between the varieties in terms of certain minerals and things like that. And even fiber content. But, you know, I would think of beans as extremely high in fiber and extremely high in protein and extremely high in nutrients.
Mm-hmm. And, given that, how hard are they to grow? How do people, when they come in, let's say I'm a family farmer and I want to try growing some beans, do I have to be in a certain part of the country for a certain type of bean? I got 10 acres. What do I plant on 10, 20, 30 acres of ground if I'm a farmer?
Mm-hmm. Well, the common bean can really be grown a lot of places, and that's what's great about it. There are certain areas that are really trying to build up production for soil health benefits and to bring those in as a crop rotation. I think the biggest thing for me when finding farm partners to work with is, you know, if you think about the kind of the typical supply chain and the infrastructure in place, it's all really built around volume. And so as a new company, you know, trying to kind of test out new varieties and collaborate with bean breeders, that was really the bottleneck, was the farming and cleaning equipment and finding people that, you know, kind of had the setup to help support this supply chain that we were trying to build.
So is a chickpea a bean?
It is. Yes, it is a bean.
Really?
If you look at the pod, it looks quite different because it wraps around a single chickpea. But, yes, it is a bean. And we source our chickpeas from Montana.
Is a pea a bean? A regular pea?
A pea is a legume.
All right. So, not, well, isn't a bean a legume?
Correct.
So, members of the same family, sort of?
Exactly, yeah. Mm-hmm. And they all offer those nitrogen fixation benefits.
Yeah, you know, that's one of the things about growing green. I like to throw, nitrogen is probably the most important element many elements are important, but in the soil, what we have done with the commercial farming, the huge agribusinesses are leaching all of the nitrogen out of the soil, so that's why they have to sort of supplement with it. And there are plants like this, barley is another one, buckwheat, that are fabulous in terms of what they add, even oats. And you know, that sort of thing, when plowed into the ground, help the value, the nutritional value of the soil. Isn't that true?
Absolutely, yeah. When you look at, you know, healthy crop rotations, there's so many benefits, not only to boosting soil, but creating a diverse landscape for animals and insects, you know, improving disease resistance, and even increasing productivity.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so then the $64 question here is, where do you get your seeds? Because we know that Monsanto and ChemChina and ADM, there are four or five companies that want to control all the seeds, not only in our country, but all around the world. So how do you protect the authenticity of the beans that you get for people to grow, because those companies are not going to be authentic or worried about anything except themselves. So how do you get the farmers to procure the best beans without having to go through some of these huge companies?
That is a great question, and that turned out to be our biggest challenge and bottleneck as we were getting started. So our initial offerings are all kind of based on what I could find in the way of seed. And that actually led me to collaborate with the bean breeding community and kind of build that out, who then in turn connected me with other farms that they kind of knew in their networks. But yeah, so seed, so when you think about beans, the term heirloom is pretty popular to describe a certain bean, you know, kind of class. And so heirlooms could be, you know, where a farm actually saves these seeds from year to year. So that's definitely one scenario.
That wouldn't work if you were buying seeds from Monsanto. They'd sue you if you did that.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. Let's do it. We've got more to cover. I want to get into this a little bit more if we can. Leslie Sykes is here from Primary Beans. You'll find her and the info we're talking about outlined wonderfully well at primarybeans.com. Here's a primary way for you to get, we talk about a lot of practical things here on the programs that I do, and one of them helping you lose weight. Yep, Calitrin's great for that. How about getting a great night's rest? My Pillow is great for that. The sheets, the pillows themselves, the pillowcases, the mattress toppers, the mattresses, all the things that are so necessary for a good night's rest, find them all and in great supply and greatly discounted if you use the DJV code when you're checking out. As an example, this isn't something you sleep with, but they have the new My Pillow towel set. Each towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth pack. If you are interested in something like this, you need new towels, a lot of different colors and stuff. Usually these are $109. You can buy them right now for $39.99 using that promo code I just went through, DJV. Go to the listener specials page, put your promo code in the box there, in the square, radio listener square, and enjoy the advantages of listening and using that discount, and also the advantages of having those fabulous sheets, the towels, the pillows themselves. Get it all with the promo code DJV. Help yourself to the catalog at MyPillow.com. Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. Our, yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Back to, I'm going to call you a plant scientist because it sounds to me like you are. Leslie Sykes with Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer. Okay, so we're down to the nitty-gritty of where you get the seeds. the people who are trying to control the seed industry in the entire world have sued lots of farmers, lots of folks for doing what we were just talking about. That is what we would do naturally. I certainly have done it over the years. Take seeds from the plants that you've grown this year and plant them next year. So how's that working out for you in terms of finding varieties? Can you create new varieties? Are you helping people to do that?
Absolutely. And farms have played a very important role in creating new varieties and doing their own breeding work. When we think about breeding, we think about, you know, more scientists kind of performing this work in field trials. But but yeah, we're working with a fabulous farm in Southern California who has been saving seeds for years, have traveled around the world and really created some of his own varieties through crossing and selecting as well.
Mm-hmm. And so, well, I'm sure Monsanto is looking around trying to buy him out or push him out. Where else do you have on your website, primarybeans.com, a place, a resource or resources as to where to get these heirloom seeds that you're talking about?
I would ask people to contact me directly. We don't yet have resources on that specifically, but the great thing about beans is each bean is a seed as well. So
yes,
you could potentially buy our beans and then plant them and have your own crop.
Can you go to the store and buy beans and plant them? Sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't. I mean,
right.
I'm talking about beans to eat. Can you just plant them?
Theoretically, yes, you can.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at a picture of what looks like a bean pizza. Is that, what am I looking at here? This is very, and then these beans, there's an interesting bean with, I could see mashed potatoes. See, I like to mix my foods together. I'd love to see some of these bean tartine I see here. Chickpeas and stuff. Mix that with a good mashed potato or baked potato. It looks yummy. I'm getting
awesome,
hungry looking at it. Yeah. Right. Your sister, you said, created these recipes. Is that true?
My sister, yes, she did help create the recipes, and she's our creative director. So she's a designer and kind of helps with overall aesthetics.
You have pictures also of what I refer to as Brazilian corn. That is, it's actually cow corn, silage corn that has turned different colors. How does that equate in the bean business?
It doesn't really. When you think about corn and beans, though, and the traditional kind of intercropping system that some small-scale farms in Mexico and all over the world rely on, beans and corn are really grown symbiotically together.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think our goal there was just to highlight kind of that production system and the fact that anyone can play a role in breeding.
Can people go, we only have a minute or so left, if we go to primarybeans.com, can we actually order some of the seeds that we're talking about, or you just tell people where to go, and the delivering product, is that what you do in part or not?
Right, yeah, we're not really in the seed sale business, but so we're marketing beans that home cooks can then use and cook with. But like I said, theoretically, you could plant our beans and they'd be seed. And if anyone wants to email me directly, I'm happy to kind of explore seeds with them. You can email us at hello@primarybeans.com.
Or Leslie@primarybeans.com.
That's right.
Good to have you here. This sounds like it's fun. I like to have people hear stories from people who've done different things. There's a whole write-up on Leslie in one of the farm magazines. I forget where I saw this. Frankly, I think it was Modern Farmer. Yeah, Modern Farmer. So check that out as well. Leslie, continued success. You and your sister, great idea. Very unique, very novel. PrimaryBeans.com is their website. Doug Steffen here on this week's American Family Farmer Show.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NovaLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NovaLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NovaLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaLiftNA.com/save.
How can I make sure my office never stops working?
With Staples Connect, it's possible.
I need to keep my back office stocked without messing up my bottom line.
Also possible, because Staples Connect has your small business covered with big savings on everything you need to get work done. This week, 12 packs of True Red ballpoint pens are just 97 cents, and binders are only $1.88 each. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store, ends 9/18. Prices may vary online.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Several times during our programs every week about the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, the summary of the things that we have talked about in the previous episode. It's just a good way to get caught up, if you will. And if you're into podcasts, just go to wherever you get your podcasts and look for American Family Farmer Show. This week, my thoughts are about the Farmers Market Coalition, which I have discovered recently. It's pretty much a national organization that's supposed to be strengthening farmers markets. And we're at the height of the season for farmers markets. Are you participating? If you aren't, why aren't you? Unless you're, well, even if you're a dairy person, you can participate in farmers markets. No matter what you grow on the farm, there's a place for you. In my experience with farmers markets, and this is National Farmers Market Week, so I thought perhaps we ought to spend a minute thinking about really what the Department of Agriculture has done to support. And they're kind of coming around to this. They're always late to the party. This is an important cog in the wheel, especially this time of year to the nation's food system. So if you have a farmer's market around you, you probably do and you don't know unless you chase it down. So just Google farmer's markets and put your zip code in and you'll get the farmer's market that's closest to you. And I say that because I know much of the listenership to this program are farmers, and perhaps you participate in the one of 8,600 farmer's markets around the country. But don't be shy on your social media, website, all of that stuff. If you're selling at the farm, that's cool. If you're participating, most of the farmers I know around here go to six or seven farmers markets, pretty much one every day from the season through at least the beginning of October, middle of October, depending on what's being grown. And they bring with them not only their product, but the promotion about their farm. And people then learn about the farm, and they come back to the farm. Right now we have them picking raspberries. They've been picking blueberries early in the season. You can pick peaches around where I am. You know, it used to be that farmers didn't like to have people on the land. And I don't, you know, I grew up in that atmosphere. And then it sort of changed. I invite people to come to my farm all the time to see the animals, have some fun, take a hayride, get some ice cream, that sort of thing. And here during National Farmers Market Week, a time for us to think about the connections that we're making and how you use, you get people's info. I don't necessarily... Because, well, there are people that buy ice cream online, they order it ahead, and we pack it for them, and we have their email address, but most of the time we don't get that. We follow the trends, though, on social media and heavily promote on social media so people will know what they're getting for their money for their visit. And I think that's true in most farmers, but the farmers markets, in my experience, offer a great opportunity for farmers to tell their story out in a greater public setting. And then you get people to come back to your farm if that's, you know, I would think every farmer's producing stuff would want to sell it on their farm. Very few, the wholesale business has changed dramatically, especially all the huge conglomerates that are doing all of the wholesale selling. The locals don't have to because the farmers markets are being able to sell on their own farm. So anyway, and there's such a great connection. I'm speaking locally. The food and local restaurant connection, the growing of produce connected to the local stores, you know, that'll happily tout, or at least they used to, you know, not necessarily Whole Foods or big, some of the huge grocery chains, but if you have local grocers in your market, they'll love seeing you. They'll love to take your product, and they'll love to support you. That's what they're all about, being small and fighting the big guys, too. So you might as well join forces and bring your produce. I used to bring my milk. I sold raw milk on the farm and ice cream and cheeses. I used to bring it to several different. We always brought the. See, we actually I have an ice cream bus. If you go to my website, eastleighfarm.com, EASTLEIGH, you can see what I do on the farm, other than obviously the animals that are raised there, but bringing people in so they understand where the animals come from and all about the food supply chain, that kind of stuff. So if people come and they spend money with you, and you can educate them as to, you know, whether it's produce or whether it's dairy, what really is going on, and not the nonsense that you read in the news releases that come from ADM or that bunch or Cargill. So at any rate, let's pay attention and learn every week. Thank you for being here. I'm Doug Steffen on this week's American Family Farmer Show. It's harvest time.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.